Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 6th of July, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The US government awarded a 5-year contract to tech startup Anduril to build autonomous surveillance towers along the US-Mexico border. The towers will use artificial intelligence technologies to identify people and cars, which can bolster immigration enforcement, The Washington Post reports. Intel stopped shipping products to China-based Inspur, the third-largest AI and traditional server manufacturer in the world. The tech giant said it's temporarily paused shipments to ensure compliance with U.S. government export rules and recommendations. Facebook admitted that it continued to share user data with 5,000 app developers, even after their access to that data expired. Facebook had earlier added a privacy tool to its API, designed to prevent apps from obtaining user data if the user did not access the app for more than 90 days. The social media giant said its engineers had fixed the glitch. Privacy and civil rights groups are pushing U.S. Congress to pass a federal ban on facial recognition technology. The groups, led by the American Civil Liberties Union, are backing passage of a federal ban bill, which would also withhold federal funding from state and local law enforcement agencies if they used facial recognition technology. The Italian Data Protection Authority has filed an ICRIDIT Bank €600,000 for a data breach that exposed personal data on over 700,000 customers. The information affected included contact details, employment and educational data, identification details, and financial information. The agency said the bank did not have adequate security measures and information tracking in place. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.